And with me is Grand Marais Mayor Larry Carlson. Good morning.
And good morning to you.
Well, we had a city council meeting, and let's talk about Spectrum Community Health.
Well, Spectrum is a company that both builds and manages assisted care operations in a number of communities around the state, and they gave us a proposal where they are considering building a 30-unit building here for assisted living.
And what's the next step?
Well, they are asking for the city to donate a parcel of land for that building, and if that were to occur, then IRRRB said that they would fund the infrastructure of getting the lot set up such that they could start building.
Okay, so is the city going to act on that anytime soon, do you know?
We did sign a 120-day period where we said that we would not entertain other proposals. And that then gives Spectrum the opportunity to kind of get the specifics in line. There were a number of things that we were concerned about and wanted answered quite specifically. One, is this going to interfere with other operations that are going on right now? And in fact, do we actually need that kind of a facility?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, wanted some assurances. They're saying that it's going to be like 20 full-time jobs, and we'd like assurances along those lines, though I'm not sure how we're going to get them.
Yeah, before you cough up the land, I suspect, right?
Yeah.
Well, you've been invited to a special meeting with the county on the 23rd of August, and that has to do with pools. I like your response to that.
Yeah, well, we're kind of still in the same place that we were and have been. We're under contract with Burbach Engineering, and we feel that it would be a breach, or possibly a breach of contract, if we were to enter into something with the pool, with the county. And so we're open to new suggestions and ideas, and we're going to meet with the county on the 23rd of August with smiles on our face and an open mind, and hopefully something good will happen.
Okay, before I let you go, park updates.
Yeah, the park's doing extremely well.
Yeah, I guess.
Obviously, with the state shutdown, it's been packed. Lots of people. Lots of people in town for Fisherman's Picnic, though I hear the revenues were down slightly. But there's just tons of people that are getting to know and appreciate our city.
What about the Boulder Park thing?
A while ago, the Minnesota Land Trust met with us saying that the Boulder Park, which is that little kind of side space there across from Sydney's on the way out to the Coast Guard, is in violation of the land trust agreement that the city signed in 1995. We disagreed, and in researching that, we found out that that parking area, if you will, was there long before that agreement was signed, and existing uses were grandfathered in. And so we simply told Dave Terstig to respond, saying that we have evidence that we are not in violation and do not intend to change anything.
Okay. We've been speaking with Grand Marais Mayor Larry Carlson, who stops by after we have city council meetings, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.